Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This a little bit earlier as well, but in New York City, are they going after pizzerias and bakeries, telling them they have to cut back their smoky pollutions, quote unquote, by 75%? You know, I don't know, folks. One of the things that actually does help us get through a lot of this stuff we're seeing happening all over the world is pizza. So I'm telling you. You know, I think they might have gone too far. I think that's really gonna, you know, that's really gonna irritate people. If that was the goal, I'm sure it's been reached at this point. We'll tell you more about that as we head through the program this morning. But in all seriousness, folks, there is a lot going on around the world. We've got continued Houthi attacks. We got drones that they're shooting down left and right, literally in the Red Sea. Our own ships are being directly targeted by the Houthis, and the list just goes on and on and on. But, folks, we're going to make sense of it, and we're going to talk all about it right here, right now, on this Tuesday edition of the program. Kyle Warren with you, of course. We're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. That's 949-822-7959. Head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message. Well, of course, we're back again live here with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, yeah, let's talk a little bit about, we'll go back to the politics here in a minute, but at least a report from Saturday, and I'm sure it's more now than it was back then, but the U.S. Navy, according to CENTCOM, has shot down at least 28 different Houthi drones or UAVs, basically.
Mm-hmm.
and they're targeting our destroyers. I mean, like they're shooting at them.
I'm almost speechless on all of this. You know, the reason that we were losing a grip on Afghanistan was not because of, you know, which they call it the forever wars. The only reason they called it a forever war is because the rules of engagement changed. You know, we were trying to win the hearts and minds. Well, that's precisely what we're doing here. You know, we're trying to win the hearts and minds of Iran, of the Palestinians, of the Houthis, the poor people. And yet, you see what I'm saying? I mean, it's just, it's absolutely remarkable to me that the Houthis, if you, you know, travel on over to YouTube and type in Houthis and watch a couple of those videos. They're not done by, you know, just kind of like, weird people. They're done by real, pretty good investigative sources on what's going on in Yemen, and that we can't defeat them and we can't figure this out. It's just staggering to me. I have a very good friend, and we chat often, that holds that still to this day, even though he's retired, holds the highest security clearance there is for weapons of mass destruction from CIA. And I said, you know, there's got to be some other things that we could be doing here. He said, there's a million things that we could be doing, not only with Iran, but also with Russia and China. A million things. So then yesterday, for my own radio show, I interviewed another friend, who's now retired. It's at the Hudson Institute. And he was intelligence officer and assistant to General Petraeus. So I said to him, the question was, are there any other things that we could be doing? He said, yes, there's a million things. And I said, does that include electronic warfare and jamming signals. Absolutely. Meanwhile, I'm reading Mike Pompeo's book from the time that he was in the Trump administration. And I can tell you that from what he is describing from the Department of Defense and the State Department, especially the State Department, there are such embedded problems that he was really never able to completely fix at the State Department. See, the State Department drives policy. And when you drive policy, then it tells the Defense Department what their assignments are necessarily going to be or not be. So we're in trouble. I mean, there's three different disciplines right there. One from an intelligence standpoint, another one from a warfighter standpoint, and now from a diplomatic standpoint, and they're all pretty much saying the same thing. So from my eyes, looking at the world through their eyes, It's bad. It's just bad, and especially under the Biden administration.
Well, and again, you know, our warships are literally fighting off, they're literally fighting off attacks. So that, to me, seems like, again, as you've said before, it's not that it's just not registering at the White House, I'm sure, but this is a de facto state of war that exists. Because they're firing and we're defending ourselves. It's not a howdy do. They're not just saying
that's
hello.
Right.
Yeah.
And there's not a politician in Washington, D.C. Nobody, there's not one person on the National Security Council or the Department of Defense that wants to declare war. Well, it's about time I think we should. Let's finish this. I mean, we are sending multi-million dollar ordnance against the Houthis, whose drones and what little missiles they have are 200,000.
Right. Right, exactly. Now, obviously, they're coming from Iran. That's how they're getting these.
Right.
Now, what could we be doing? I mean, or is it too high a jump to try to interdict these missiles before they even get there?
It wasn't too long ago that we read that we lost two Navy SEALs that were trying to interdict a ship that was moving weapons, missiles, from Iran to Yemen. And of course, we don't know if that was ever really successful or not, because the story was that we lost two Navy SEALs that were trying to do that.
Right.
So, do we quit doing that?
Well, it seems to me that there's got to be a way. I mean, this is what we're supposed to be able to do. Exactly. Denise Simon, stay right there. Folks, we are going to come right back. We've got a lot more to talk about. What's happening in the Red Sea? What's happening in Europe as well? Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. Stay right there on this Tuesday edition of the program.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When this music is playing, you know where you are. You know what you're doing. You're living in America. It's exactly what makes life wonderful, isn't it? I'll tell you that much. All right, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. And I'm always reminded of that scene in Rocky IV with the great, late, great now Carl Weathers. I can't believe we lost Carl Weathers as well. He was as Apollo Creed and sort of dressed as Uncle Sam, as if Uncle Sam was a boxer. And this whole thing going on with James Brown, it was just wonderful. It was awesome. And at any rate, it was a pretty cool movie, especially in terms of being a sign of the times back then. But welcome back. And I do miss Carl Weathers. I was enjoying him so much. He was had a great part in The Mandalorian, and that I think is probably going to be his last role, I think, and very, very sad. But, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. We've got a lot more to talk about on the program. We're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour, 949-822-7959. We've got Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook, back with us again. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Well, you know, we were talking about the Houthis. We were talking about all of that. There's something else, too, that's going on in terms of Ukraine, because yesterday we were talking about what the Pope had chimed in with about trying to, convince Zelensky to use the white flag and start negotiations. Yeah. But what's going on, because we've got Macron, there's an article I saw earlier today, and basically the thrust of it was, this boots on the ground thing from what Macron was talking about. You know, is that just leading us, closer and closer to a much greater problem in Europe right now?
I don't think so. If the French were to do that, they would necessarily put those boots on the ground mostly in a support role instead of a combat role. And using some other kinds of technologies. I mean, if you know, let's not forget that the fighter jets that were pledged to Ukraine, for which Ukraine is, you know, pilots are being trained on now, I think are ready to show up here in the next month or so. Well, in order to use those effectively, you have to have, you know, ground communications. So that could be part of that, too.
Well, indeed, indeed. But obviously, you know, the very notion that you've talked about, too, and I think this is also explosive, you know, because we're not hearing a lot about this, the idea of British troops actually being in Ukraine at this time, more than likely as a, you think, as a training or, you know, advisory role, that kind of thing?
All of that.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Well, this would be a, I hate to say a red line, I hate that it's sort of an overused term, but that would be a red line for Putin. But obviously, they can't simply say, aha, you got British troops there, therefore we're now going to commence nuclear war. That would be a huge stretch. But they do talk like that, and that's, I think, also very concerning.
Well, another interesting thing that is happening here is that the Ukrainians, God bless them, they're actually so adaptable and creative that they're actually retooling some of the seized weapons that they've gotten from Russia, from the Russian troops. And they're building their own drones, including, they don't have a navy, including undersea drones. Of which, interestingly enough, our own Defense Department is actually learning from Ukraine. Lots of little things. But fascinatingly enough, there's all these other things that are happening inside Russia. And we seem to be having, well, Russia, I shouldn't say we, seems to be having a lot of fires here lately of particular buildings.
Right, that's right, yes.
And that tells you that you know, these Ukrainians, they're not messing around. They're working as hard as they can with as little as they have. And I think that it's almost a lesson to rules of engagement. In other words, Zelensky doesn't have some kind of you can't do this, you can't do that, as we do. You know, we anytime we have to pull our weapon, we have to get an approval from some battlefield lawyer. Well, that's not happening in Ukraine. So, you know, they're being very aggressive and very savvy. And so I think we're learning some things from them.
Well, sure. I mean, they definitely do not want to give up anytime soon.
Would you?
Well, of course not. I mean, this is, you know, if somebody came into your country or to your town and doing what Russia is doing, obviously, you spike
that. Me personally, I wish we had leadership in our own country that is fighting as hard to protect his country as we should be doing here, right?
Well, indeed. Indeed. And, of course, the whole notion, obviously, you know, some have said, well, you know, Putin was afraid of Ukraine becoming part of NATO. I just don't know that they would have become part of NATO very quickly. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. And
no.
So I don't think that was a thing.
That was a false pretense.
Well, exactly. Exactly. But it does bring up, you know, because we had a discussion the other night, too, about NATO in general. But at this point, you know, can the U.S., you know, disengage from NATO? Should it? Because it seems to me to get rid of the U.S. leadership might also be a major problem that could lead to all kinds of things.
As nutty as it sounds, I think that we should keep NATO and expand it.
Mm-hmm.
It was really kind of created because of the Soviet Union at the time. Well, now Soviet Union's completely, Russia, is completely married to North Korea, China, and Iran. So you know, those other countries ought to be part of the threat matrix for NATO.
Well, indeed. Indeed. Obviously, Putin has designs, you know.
It's obvious.
Yeah, and definitely, I mean, I think that's part of his personality. I think it's he wants to be Vlad the Great, you know, no matter what. Either he goes down in a blaze of glory or he conquers. You know, he'd still be Vlad the Great, I think, to some people. And maybe that's his psychological motive here. But definitely, you know, we can't just stand idly by at this point and let something like that happen because we see all these signs.
If we were going to bail out of any kind of organization, I would say that we could suspend our membership or in divisions of the United Nations, because I think it's become completely ineffective, completely. So we can start there. Then you got the World Health Organization and the World Trade Organization.
Right.
So, you know, we put such restrictions on ourselves from being the mighty country that we should be because we're over here dealing with LGBT whatever stuff in all of our government agencies, including the Department of Defense, DEI, where, you know, we're telling everybody to deal with pronouns and Planned Parenthood and, you know, all that other kind of stuff. Well, these other countries don't deal with all that. So all of those stupid things are getting in the way of keeping America the mighty country that it should be. And if it was, we wouldn't be where we are now.
Indeed. Well, I've always thought that the United Nations overall is a great forum for smaller countries, for lack of a better term, but, you know, regional issues that, you know, you might be able to bring to bear some diplomacy, you know, to have a forum, things like that. But it's proven that on this large macro level, it can be very ineffective. Especially when you have Russia and China, for example, in the Security Council, and things can just get vetoed.
Well, one country that is also in the middle of all this mess in the Middle East is Lebanon. And you never hear a blasted thing when it comes to the United Nations in Lebanon. Oh, well, what about the United Nations in Haiti? It is now, apparently there's all kinds of people now that are in Haiti telling the prime minister that he needs to step aside and go away and all that other kind of stuff because he's the problem. Really? And, you know, I'm looking at something that says, Sustainable Development Goals in Haiti. Sustainable Development Goals in Haiti. Really?
Yeah.
How about security?
Indeed. All right, Denise, stay right there. We're coming down to the bottom of the hour break, everybody, but that's no worry because we are going to come right back. More with Denise Simon, Founders Code. I'll warn with you. Stay right there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. Former President Trump expressed his belief that implementing a ban on TikTok would inadvertently strengthen Facebook.
The thing I don't like is that without TikTok, you can make Facebook bigger. And I consider Facebook to be an enemy of the people, along with a lot of the media.
During an interview with CNBC on Monday, the probable Republican presidential candidate acknowledged both positive and negative aspects of TikTok. President Biden is calling on Congress to approve the latest bipartisan border agreement. Speaking at the National League of Cities, Biden emphasized that the deal would enhance border security and save lives. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez has entered a plea of not guilty to 12 additional charges. He appeared in a New York federal court Monday for arraignment on a superseding indictment, which includes allegations of obstruction of justice. The Democrat faces charges including conspiracy to commit bribery, fraud, and extortion. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Everybody, we are continuing through the Tuesday edition of the program, and we've got a lot more to talk about, stuff you're not hearing other places, and we're kind of proud of that. We're glad that you're along with us this morning. We're glad to be along with you. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you have a question or a comment for Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. You can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com, my home website, if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. All right, well, let's bring back Denise Simon back into the mix. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
And by the way, as I was just saying, FoundersCode.com is the website. You've got a lot of great articles and a lot of great materials over there, that people can go and check out, because you're always doing something over there.
It takes me a while to get some things up there because I try very hard to, look at, 10 or 15 sources here to put things in full context and tell as much of the truth that I can possibly tell. I try not to lead people, but I just try to present them with kind of the facts and sometimes I get snarky in my articles.
Well, that didn't hurt. That doesn't hurt anybody. That's kind of cool, actually. All right. Well, let's head right over to the telephone lines this morning. We've got Anthony in Tampa who's been holding on here. So let's find out what's on Anthony's mind this morning. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Denise.
Hey.
I've always seen it troubling when we have an individual who was voted in by mysterious individuals in some kind of closed atmosphere. And when he's voted in as the main pope, or supposedly the voice of all Christendom, claims to speak for everybody who believes in the Christian religion. And then he starts espousing his, you know, what Israel should do, what other countries should do, what our country should do. It's sort of borderline the same way with this guy that we have presiding in the White House. Do your lecturing to your own group, your own denomination. As with Biden, do your lecturing to your own group of, you know, warped Democrats, followers, and leave the other people outside of your country the hell alone. I feel like, you know, enough is enough, you know. You know, you stand up for your country and leave it at that and keep your foot off the ground of the other countries. Let Israel do their business. Mm-hmm. You know, and leave it at that. It's amazing how people put up with this garbage. I mean, we need to take this seriously and vote this guy out, vote any Democrat out of the White House. If Trump, again, like I said yesterday, he doesn't have a halo on his head, but he is definitely a big, big improvement with what this idiot we have right now. So people, wake up and let's vote the right way. Thank you so much, Kyle. Good day, Denise.
Hey, thank you, Anthony.
Thank you.
We appreciate the call very much. Yeah,
there's a lot of truth in what he says, but I will say this, and especially after reading Mike Pompeo's book, and I'm clearly not finished with it yet, but a lot of the problem comes from the State Department, and you got all these cockamamie ambassadors. Well, ambassadors generally tend to be pro-country that they're the ambassador to instead of pro-America. And therein lies yet another problem. But let's kind of circle back, as they like to say, in Washington, D.C., to Haiti. Mm-hmm. If we don't control Haiti, what ends up happening? Well, you end up with a whole bunch of refugees and migrants that are bailing out of Haiti and leaving the country. The same thing that we see and have seen since going back to at least the Obama administration about what was going on in Mexico, Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador. Well, El Salvador has pretty much cured itself with its leadership, and, you know, a big hat tip there. And I think Argentina is doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Brazil can end up being a problem. But the point is that when you allow a country to become unstable, what happens? Like what happened in Syria? Syria became completely unstable, I would argue still is. And who ended up with the problem? Well, Turkey ended up with the problem. Jordan ended up with the problem. And Greece ended up with the problem. Oh, well, you see what I'm saying? The infection leaves the borders of these collapsing countries, and it comes elsewhere.
Indeed.
So we don't address the things. And I would blame it on the State Department and the intelligence community for not sounding the clarion call and making recommendations. Our Defense Department is a reactive department. It's not a proactive department. If it was, it would say offense department. You see what I'm saying?
Right, exactly. Well, you know, I was thinking about when Anthony was talking there. I remember back with Pope John Paul II. He was very instrumental in working with President Reagan, Margaret Thatcher, generally speaking, in trying to get people to be free, you know, out of the Soviet Union and this kind of stuff against communism. That was a very, very different time, it seems. Seems like 100 years ago.
Yeah, not so much anymore, huh?
Indeed. Well, let's head over to the telephone line again. We got Backgammon and Bob this morning. Good morning, Backgammon and Bob. What's your question or comment for Denise? Yes, good morning.
All right. Things to get out of, things to do. The UN, we need to get them out of New York City, get out of the organization, and kick them out of the country. There's a bunch of spies that come over with their ambassadors and all, and they're a big pain to New York City and all that. All right. The World Health Organization, same thing. We need to get rid of them and get out of that or change them. TikTok, they either ought to ban them or, as I've heard they're talking about, to have them divest themselves from the Chinese and make them just like an independent thing. I'm not exactly sure. Another thing that we need to get rid of, Chinese police stations. What are they doing in this country? Kick them out.
And they're checking up on Chinese nationals, from what we understand. Yeah. That's a big
deal. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're harassing Chinese nationals that come over, and we just don't need it. Another thing is, what about just taking over Haiti? Maybe that's what we'll end up doing. All right, that's it.
Thanks a lot, Backgammon Bob. Appreciate the call. Well, what do you think, Denise? I mean, obviously, the TikTok thing is pretty interesting, you know, because obviously there are a lot of TikTok content creators. They're trying to band together. You know, a lot of people are making a living, basically, on TikTok, it looks like.
Precisely.
Yeah. And they
The problem is not so much TikTok. The problem is ByteDance. And ByteDance is following the orders coming out of the Chinese apparatchik. So whatever the Chinese Communist Party tells ByteDance to do, ByteDance is going to do. And therein lies the problem with TikTok. The problem is not TikTok itself. It's just that that's the final product of the Chinese Communist Party. TikTok in the United States is a very different TikTok than what is in China.
Right.
So what the discussion is about is not eliminating TikTok in the United States, but it is detaching TikTok from ByteDance.
Mm-hmm. But in terms of, you know, what the concerns about TikTok have been, in the broad sense, is the idea of capturing information.
It captures everything.
Yeah, on your phone or your device. Yeah.
When I get really bored, I play Candy Crush. Mm-hmm. There's a secret of Denise's, but anyway.
We won't tell anybody.
When you go from game to game, you get all these cockamamie little online commercials that you have to watch for 10 seconds or 20 seconds. Interestingly enough, the majority of the commercials are Temu and TikTok.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And just like at the Super Bowl, they had what was the Temu commercials, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Temu is about the cheapest, crappiest Chinese stuff there is out there that are competing, obviously, with the Amazons and so forth, but it's all slave labor.
Wow. Yeah, that's
it's Chinese slave labor,
cool.
Mostly by the Uyghurs.
That's right. And we haven't heard about them for quite some time. I'm glad that you mentioned them because, again, this is the kind of stuff that, people would rail against. But for some reason, when it comes to China, that just doesn't happen. You know, on the scale that it would, people are up in arms about, you know, about Israel, Hamas issues, stuff like that. But the Uyghurs are in a terrible, terrible situation.
Sure. And so let's go over to one of the other interesting groups that we have here in the United States, otherwise known as Coach Pink.
Yeah.
And they keep saying ceasefire, but they don't say anything about the Uyghurs, do they?
No, they don't. Well, Denise, I appreciate it so very much. Have yourself a great morning. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
All right. Thank you.
Take care. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. Go over there and check it out. Folks, check us out. We're coming right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you, and we've got Chris Markowski coming right up here. Chris Markowski, of course, is the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. Head over there, find out all about Chris, his radio show, his podcast. Also, you can hear Chris right here on AM 860, The Answer, in Tampa, Florida. And once again, let's not waste any more time. Let's head right over to the telephone line and say good morning to Chris Markowski. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I'll tell you, it's a happy Tuesday, and we've got a lot to talk about, as always. You know, one of the things that I love to ask you about, by the way, before we – well, I guess this is in terms of business, economy, and so forth as well, but I love to ask you about things that we hear about happening in New York. We've got a great listener up there. Frederick listens in NYC as well. We hear from him a lot. The what's going on with the pizza problem? Evidently, New York is trying to enact more restrictions on pizzerias and so forth, causing them to have to cut back on their emissions and spend all kinds of money. And people are saying, "Okay, now you're going after pizza." I mean, that's just crazy now.
I don't know. I think it's something to do with the pizza ovens, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not sure exactly. I mean, this is. I, you know, this just popped up again recently. I remember reading about this a while ago, In regards to the cost of these places, I don't know if they're grandfathered in or how it's going to go about working. But yeah, it's more nonsense. There, it really is. And many of these, good pizzerias get these pizza ovens that they actually order and delivered, from Italy. And I don't know. Now they're not somehow safe. It's absurd. It is. It's everything is borderline absurdity at this point in time. And it's continued regulation, which makes life in this country, another reason why life in this country is more and more expensive for everything. I spent a little time talking about it yesterday. I mean, the pizza oven thing is kind of, nonsensical, and we can point at it and make fun of it. But, if your listeners out there, we almost have to accept our fate at this point in time, that you're going to have to continue to, bust your butt, and we're going to continue to be on this hamster wheel, because we don't have anybody that's, quite frankly, serious about getting our nation's finances in order. And we continue to run, budget deficits as far as the eye can see, meaningly forever. I mean, Biden's budget yesterday was touting the fact that, it's going to lower the deficit over 10 years. People don't even understand the difference between debt and deficit. Because we're running a deficit means our debt continues to grow. We're not balancing the budget. We're continuing to spend over the next 10 years more money than we're taking in. If anybody was actually serious, they would say that ends today. We're not running any more budget deficits. We're going to balance our budget like states have to do, and we're going to deal with that. Because we're running all these budget deficits, because we continue have to monetize the debt and borrow more money, that's why inflation is going to continue to exist despite what the Federal Reserve says. And you're going to have to spend more and more and more and more to live, meaning that you are going to have to continue to stay on the hamster wheel. So all of the people out there that think that either of these candidates are going to do anything about that is patently absurd. Well, the last person that I know that was running for the presidency that actually wanted to deal with the problem was Rand Paul. And I just hope that he ends up running the Senate. We're not even sure about that.
Well, indeed. Well, I appreciate what you're saying, because there are complexities to this that go beyond, a standard issue, sort of campaign slogan, basically. But we do know that inflation is probably going to continue to be strong. We know that we're supposed to get some numbers out later today, here on Tuesday, probably, earlier in the morning, obviously. But here we are at the, in the wee hours of the morning, so they haven't come out yet, as far as I know. But that's going to, again, dictate to the Fed, or at least inform them about whether or not they would cut interest rates at their next session.
Well, and again, I'm being honest with everybody here. Well, we're told that there was little to no inflation before we were the Fed was making it up that inflation was going to be transitory and went as high as 9%. Anybody who spends pays the bills in their house on everyday items knows what you're paying for groceries, what you're paying for car insurance, what you're paying for health insurance, or a myriad of other things. You've been keeping track of these things. I can go back decades and see what I was spending and, see how inflationary everything has gotten, how much more expensive everything has gotten. It's patently absurd. I mean, we have stories now in this country where, people in many areas saying that, they're living paycheck to paycheck, and they're making well over six figures. And people kind of scoff at that, laugh, and I'm saying, well, that's a reality if you actually think about it. You're seeing what the taxes are in certain areas, and you can put that together with what you have to pay for housing and car insurance and cars and all of these things, and that's just because, again, it's too much government spending. Monetized debt, the value of the dollar continues to drop. It's dropped a lot over the past few years, but it's been dropping for a long period of time. And that's the reality. And there's, you get the little stories here, and then it's a good point. Some of the other things that contribute to inflation is regulations and nonsense out of the federal government. But until we get our fiscal house in order, it's going to be more of the same, and we're all going to have to be on that hamster wheel.
Well, I think you're absolutely right about that. And, one of the other things we saw earlier today, Chris, again, has to do with 401ks. It looks like last year, almost a record amount of people with 401ks were starting to take early withdrawals. Now, obviously, you know, if they're trying to keep up spending, that's one thing. If they mismanage, that's another thing. But overall, do you see this as a major component of the fact that high prices are here and here to stay?
Absolutely. And again, I mean, you got to think about, you're getting whacked on taxes when you take that money out. You have to pay a 10% penalty when you take that money out. And people are having to tap into their 401ks just to get by. You know, that defeats the purpose, especially the amount of people that are having to do that at this point in time. That why even bother having it? It doesn't make any sense. And, you know, again, this is supposed to be a tool where you're supposed to put money away over time and have that money grow tax-free so you can take it out when you retire. And the reality of the terrain, the reality of our life on the treadmill here in the United States, it is what it is. You know, again, there's going to be fundamental changes based upon what we've done to ourselves because, again, we like always to point fingers at the all those European socialists over there and their social programs and all this stuff. We have them here too. And you know, they've gotten massive in regards to quite frankly how big they are, and they want to expand them, and they want more handouts for child tax credits and all of these other things. And you know, we're getting to a point in time where, you know, we're going to become more like Europe, and you know, kids are going to have to stay at home with their parents a lot longer, even after they finish school, and so on and so forth, because it's just too expensive to live here in the United States. And that's what happened to Europe. I mean, this is why their birth rates dropped over there. You know, kids stay at home. Parents can't afford to have, you know, X amount of kids because it's just the expense of living. And that's the point we've gotten to right now. And it's getting worse instead of better.
Well, you know, you mentioned about this government spending and so forth. One of the big kerfuffles in the news right now is the idea of entitlements. Trump made a statement or a response about wanting to cut out what he was saying was waste or theft or bad management of Social Security, and that's now been transmitted as Trump wants to cut Social Security. But, you know, within these different programs, isn't there room to find those things that are not supposed to be spent on and actually spend the money on what they're supposed to do, like Social Security?
Absolutely. Anything running out of the government is going to be absolutely fraudulent. I mean, you can hand these programs over the administration of these programs that have them run. You could get a private company to do that, and they would do a 10 times better job. Get Apple will do it. Get Google will do it. I don't care who. And you're going to save some money and waste some fraud because that exists and it needs to be dealt with. That's part of the problem. But if you think that's going to solve the problem, it's not. Donald Trump was on CNBC yesterday, and he bombed, quite frankly, trying a lot of, you know, Trumpsters out there, he bombed.
Mm-hmm.
If you think that, you know, just dealing with some of the waste and fraud, even though you want to deal with the waste and fraud, it's going to solve our fiscal situation with entitlements here in this country, you're not a serious person, okay? You're really not. That's not going to do it. It's not enough.
Wow. Yeah, I got to tell you, Chris, the time just flies by, but boy, I think you're on to something this morning, as always. But thanks very much. We'll talk to you again tomorrow morning, my friend.
You got it. Have a good one.
You too. Take care. Chris Markowski, everybody. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We're coming back right after the top of the hour news. Kyle Warren with you. Hour number 3 in the books.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA,